Mark Stringer, please. Yeah.
Hello. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. Loads of people talk about dating websites. I'm 50 years old, I've never been on a dating website, I've never been swiped. Somebody said to me recently, how long have you been married, Mark? I said, oh, 25 years. And they said, oh, you met your wife the old-fashioned way then. I said, well, I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't, like, barter her for chickens and a camel. Yeah, I did meet her the old-fashioned way, and there's all this kind of slagging off of dating sites. You've got to remember that the old-fashioned way was meeting through friends. There's one really big problem with that. You need friends. The Buddha said that we become the thing that we most resist, which I think means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Now, before I go any further, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is there not an elephant in the room? If there's not an elephant in the room, what the fuck happened in the gents? It's like a different species goes in there. No, actually, the elephant in the room I want to talk about is Brexit. Haha, comedy gold. Did you see this thing yesterday about this guy got fired, this bus driver got fired for letting a monkey drive the bus for 10 minutes? Did you see that? I think some people now were kind of looking at that and thinking, do you think we could get that monkey to do our Brexit negotiations? I think that would work. If you are what you eat, do you think Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? Now, I have a lot of sympathy with Brexiters. I mean, that might sound controversial, but I have a lot of sympathy with Brexiters because sometimes things seem like a good idea and then they're just not. Right? So, for example, I read this book on how to do oral sex. It's a real book. It's called She Comes First. It's a real book. No, it's really called that. It's got a picture of a papaya on the front cover. Think about it. And it's got some good advice in it. When you're down there, cover the whole area. Don't just focus on the top bit. See technical language there, top bit, right? Some other advice is slightly more challenging. Maintain eye contact. What? These are bifocals. What? And then some kind of stuff you might not have thought of at all, right? So kind of like, you know, while you're down there, this is a sensitive subject, compliment the lady on the aroma. You might be sensitive about the aroma. And this just goes to show that lovemaking, like comedy, is about timing. Because while you're down there, it's a good idea to compliment her about the aroma. If you do that with somebody that you don't know on the Jubilee line, middle of the day, that's going to be frowned on. And finally, this is the crazy bit, right? Put your front teeth against the clitoris and hum. Turn yourself into a human vibrator. Who doesn't want that? Right? So, okay, I'm going to give this a try. I've read this book. I'm going to give this a try. The only problem is you get down there, what are you going to hum? You haven't thought this through. The only good thing I can think of is Land Down Under by Men at Work. Do you think that sex is a bit like recycling? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. They think other people are doing it better than them and a lot more. You find yourself saying, is this wet? It's not really dry, is it? Does that count as food? Am I going to have to split this myself? And sometimes you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it there. I'll just leave you with this thought. when you're buying your fancy craft beer in Marks and Spencer's, and the automated checkout says,
approval needed.
Is it all right to shout, that's because Daddy didn't love me? Thank you very much. Right.
Fancy craft beer, Marks and Spencer. No, I actually work at Marks and Spencer now. I do corporate headquarters. You know, like, people think Marks and Spencer, Marks and Fancy. Marks and Fancy, that's what people think about Marks and Spencer.